The New Earth. Book I, The Higher Knowledge. First published 1996. Chapter 1, The Formation of Our Grand Universe. At the outset of the formation of the first grand cosmic orb with its vast area of new formation in which we are situated, there emerged from an outside area, a prime creator, who undertook to oversee all future expansions of the creative process within this cosmic orb. Our prime creator was also to be the progenitor of future cosmic creator gods, each to be responsible for creating in their own designated areas of our cosmic orb their own distinct form of formation, which was to include universes, galaxies and planets. Our cosmic prime creator was to become known throughout all formation as the goddess of love slash, dedicated to propagating and spreading her great principle of love energy in which all beings cooperate and care for each other through expressing the feminine qualities of love and nurturance. This great love energy represents the fundamental slash magnetic slash energy, force which emanates outwards throughout our cosmos, cohesing and binding all matter together, from the smallest atom with its electrons orbiting around it under the forces of magnetic attraction, right up to the largest suns with their orbiting planets. Thus our cosmic prime creator has made the slash energy of love slash not only as a fundamental cohesive building tool, but as the only true and effective inner motivation for all sentient forms of life to express in their interaction with one another. This fundamental inner motivation is seen by our prime creator as essential for all expansion of formation to proceed forth smoothly and harmoniously. The guiding principle of love involves expressing unconditional love, that is, expressing love to others without requiring anything in return. This is to include all forms of life, from the mineral kingdom to the plant kingdom and animal kingdom and extending to all other sentient beings. However, a total commitment to unconditional love involves maintaining a constant slash empathy slash towards others, that is a sympathetic awareness and caring for their well-being, rather than looking out only for one's own well-being. In such a world of love, all beings would seek to always avoid causing any form of slash harm slash or interference with the evolution of another. Only by following this path will the whole of formation evolve smoothly and cooperatively without the danger of inadvertently turning onto the reverse direction path of slash devolution slash and destructiveness. Only through always maintaining an internal motivation of service to others, rather than of service to self, by working and living together in complete cooperation and togetherness, can we move on to the correct forward path of evolution, towards achieving an ever-expanding and more beautiful and harmonious formation. A constant expansion of formation outwards into greater growth and complexity is a fundamental part of the nature of all creators and their created beings, with their built-in desire always to be creating something new and ever better. In order to assist our cosmic prime creator in expanding a constantly growing formation within this vast surrounding first great cosmic orb of formation, cosmic prime creator has delegated the detailed formation process to be undertaken by a series of cosmic creator gods. These cosmic creators are selected from some of the already created old souls who themselves have gone through a long evolutionary voyage and experience, those that have shown they have the necessary creator abilities in addition to providing some new ideas for the benefit of expanding and improving the total cosmic formation. They are then given a chance to pursue those ideas, always subject to approval by a 200-member council of creators, each to do this within their own designated area of the cosmic orb. So it was that our own cosmic creator, after having spent a long period of time gaining the necessary experience through traveling through and observing many other existing cosmic formations, was inducted into the 200-member formation council of cosmic creator gods. After having proposed some novel new ideas which he hoped would speed up and enhance the processes of formation, he was given permission, subject to later review, to create a new series of grand universes within his own designated cosmic area. Our cosmic creator's own particular area of interest was in developing an element of slash variety. Slash much of the existent formation had reached a static sameness of evolution, since until then they had mainly developed through a group consensus group mind consciousness. Our cosmic creator's new idea was to develop a new element of individuality slash, rather than the prevailing collective consciousness where all act and react together within a single unified consciousness, but tend to stagnate in their forward evolution. Adding to this, he proposed the introduction of a limited degree of free will slash, thus allowing the new individuals to choose their own particular path of evolution. This would also encourage new ideas and innovation that would eventually even transcend our creator's own creative abilities. Finally, he had a rather unusual proposal, which he had borrowed from an adjacent cosmic formation, for the introduction of a small amount of slash negativity slash discomfort slash, not more than a theoretical 2%, to spur on growth by presenting challenges requiring new and inventive solutions to any problems thrown up by the small amount of negativity deliberately introduced. The majority of the Creator Council members were somewhat dubious at that time as to whether this latter idea was safe or would work successfully. However, they reservedly agreed to let our cosmic creator have a conditional period of experimentation over an extended period of time, one which was just being tried in an adjacent formation, to allow the idea to fully evolve in the hope that it would provide a new solution for the perennial problem of negativity, something which is inherently a backward, devolutionary path for all evolving beings. Although our cosmic creator, over a vast period of time, did develop many universes and worlds of great beauty and variety, even some with elements of eccentricity, there later did develop in some outer areas of our own grand universe a combination of negativity and free will which gradually multiplied upon itself. This was accelerated by some dark beings who had since developed into particularly evil ways in the neighboring cosmic formation which had experimented also with a small degree of negativity. They had escaped from their own area of formation at the last moment, just before it had to be uncreated and infiltrated the outer areas of our own grand universe. Their dark and insidious and cleverly concealed forms of evil eventually perverted many of our own beings into going down the path of darkness. This eventually developed in the outer areas of our grand universe into dark areas of virtually uncontrolled degrees of negativity and conflict, such indeed as happened in the many galactic wars within our own Milky Way galaxy and which we continue to experience down here on planet Earth. More about this in Chapter 10. Now, after many millions of years, our cosmic prime creator and the Council of Creators have at last decided, to the relief of many here on Earth, to call an end to this negativity within our own cosmic creator's grand universe in which we are situated and which had subsequently turned to such unexpected levels of darkness, conflict and pain. To this end throughout our own galaxy there has recently been a major removal and cleansing of all the forces of darkness and their works which lead to the countless galactic wars, this to coincide with the current ending of a major galactic cycle. The very last area of its completion is to be here on planet Earth at our present time. Our planet has long been quarantined from the other worlds, whilst a large group of more enlightened Earth souls and lightworkers have been given the task by our cosmic creator as the explorer race to resolve the fight of duality between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, the resolution of which is to coincide with our forthcoming ascension from our former third dimension to a new vibrational level of the fourth dimension, and later to the fifth dimension. The Explorer Race on Earth. Our cosmic creator, largely as a result of all the negativity that had developed within his formation, had already decided many ages ago that he needed to set up a special group, to be known as the Explorer Race, to help in the resolution and cleansing. He set up the Explorer Race, mainly on planet Earth, not only to explore new ways of resolving and preventing any future forms of darkness developing, but also to partake in a training to become possible future cosmic creators. This was part of his plan for an eventual takeover by members of the Explorer race of his present creatorship duties. This would eventually allow him to take a period of rest and reflection before moving on to new activities. All members of the Explorer race have come entirely as willing volunteers and from many areas of the universe. They have freely taken up the great challenge of finding new and better ways of preventing negativity by attempting to develop improved forms of governance and political administration. They have unfortunately not had the benefit of knowing about other more advanced worlds and their solutions to such problems. However, this has been part of our Creator's plan to force us to seek new and possibly radical solutions from the ground up. Then we will be able to eventually travel to other worlds and impart our experience in this regard, as well as possibly becoming future creators in new areas of the cosmos. Many Explorer Race former trainees have since passed on to other parts of the universe and are now waiting to join us when we have completed our coming ascension to a higher dimension. Our cosmic creator has thus arranged for planet Earth to be made into a totally quarantined planet, by encircling us with an electromagnetic veil screening us from any possible interaction with, or knowledge of, other inhabited worlds and extraterrestrials. This ensures that the trainees in this school of hard knocks and also of possible future creatorship, to develop their own totally uninfluenced new ideas for the future prevention of conflict and of new forms of future government administration. He has added to this, as a way of providing the necessary hard lessons to strengthen our future abilities in tackling future darkness, by permitting us to be secretly controlled, ever since the fall of Atlantis, by a dark secret government or dark cabal. This group is largely in control of our banking system and behind many of our major governments. They have up till recently also been supported and directed by certain powerful higher dimensional dark entities, along with the participation of other external worlds made up of rebel ET dark forces. Fortunately, for our protection in achieving our designated task, there has been placed around us within the last 20 years or so during these end times, a massive protective galactic federation force of motherships. They have taken up positions with a fleet of large motherships, mainly under the Commander Ashtar, to protect us from any undue interference from further external dark forces, or from our own internal misguided efforts, or that of our controlling dark cabal, either in destroying the planet with nuclear bombs, or by even starting a new World War III. The Galactic Federation forces protectively surrounding us have not as yet been allowed to openly reveal themselves, despite their much wished for disclosure event, made through their open appearances in the sky or by a mass landing. They nonetheless await anxiously for the Creator's final go-ahead to at last reveal themselves and provide us with their much needed higher technologies. They will also reveal the long history of all the past dark activities by our secret government and their connection to our own governments and banking institutions. By unleashing such information, however, we would possibly at this stage of our development rebel at all the injustices perpetuated by our present governments, no doubt overthrowing the existing world order. Therefore, such disclosure events have been repeatedly held back by our cosmic creator until he decides we are fully ready. This also applies to the much-awaited great Earth changes and cleansing of all the planetary pollution and destruction. Only then will we have our ascension up to a higher dimension. More about our cosmic creator and his formation of the Explorer Race on Earth can be read in the Explorer Race series of books, see link at the end of Book I. The future need for a new universal law of limited free will. Although Prime Creator provisionally allowed the introduction of unrestrained/free will/ as a new evolutionary experiment by some of our most recent cosmic creators, it has subsequently been found over a long period to have developed into an escalating scene of wars, horrific destruction and serious harm to many. This/reverse directional path of natural evolution has been allowed to gradually develop through permitting a minority of undisciplined and lazy souls to gain at the expense of others and by not being stopped at the very first signs of its manifestation. It had long been hoped by a loving Prime Creator as well as various cosmic creators involved in creating their new universes, that this dark behavior would finally become self-curing as people learned from the pain and agony of the futility of such behavior and thus eventually seek to reform their ways. However, Prime Creator has at last now been forced to call a stop to this long experiment in uncontrolled/free will/, to coincide with the present end of a major universal age. From now on there needs to be a new universal law of slash limited free will, in which free will is only acceptable up to the point where it limits the free will of another. This would still permit the natural flourishing of individual enterprise and fresh creativity, but only if their future slash free will slash is not going to be used in any way harmful or destructive to another's evolutionary path. Any tendency for anyone to limit and reverse the forward path of evolution must in future be strictly and constantly monitored and prevented at the very first sign of its manifestation, along with immediate strict and effective preventive enforcement. The makeup of our grand universe. Over a vast period of time, the ever-expanding area of the cosmos within our cosmic creator's mandate has been formed into a successive series of massive grand universes composed of trillions of inhabited worlds within a further grouping of multiple super-universes, galaxies and local universes. Each new grand universe is always built upon all the experiences and achievements of the previous one created out in the Great Void. Our own grand universe is the latest in a series of created grand universes. In this one, the first physical created area of physical matter was a vast flat semi-ellipsoid central core known as the Isle of Paradise. This is the home administrative area of the ruling Holy Trinity of the Father, Eternal Son and Holy Mother, Infinite Spirit. This ruling trinity is made up of the most evolved and perfected beings with the necessary experience brought over from the previously developed grand universe. They volunteered to accept the great responsibility of overseeing and maintaining this new grand universe. They were also at the same time joined by many other highly evolved beings from the previous grand universe who were seeking to further develop their evolutionary experience in a fresh new grand universe. One in which there would be the constant addition of many newly created young souls starting out their long path of evolution. The physical area of the central core Isle of Paradise differs from all the other of the grand universe's inhabited space bodies in that it is not spherical. It is a semicircular flat ellipsoid, being 1/6 longer in the north-south to the east-west diameter. The Paradise Isle, although essentially flat with an upper surface to the underside measuring in height, thickness, 1/10 of the east-west length, it has been created with the most verdant beauty and possible perfection to be found within the whole grand universe. Whereas the Trinity rulers and their immediate entourage reside on the upper surface, the underside functions as an energy distribution point for radiating out throughout our grand universe the cohesive cosmic source love energy with its gravity force nature of attraction. This gravity and love energy stream is therefore the slash cohesive force slash which attracts all the surrounding orbiting spheres into a permanent and binding physical relationship with the center of the grand universe at the Isle of Paradise core. The next area created was the central universe of Havana surrounding the central core, made up of over a billion extremely large spherical worlds orbiting around the Isle of Paradise. These are mostly inhabited by the more advanced souls who volunteered to come over from the previous grand universe. This central universe is also the designated area for the first arrival of the many newly created ascending souls after they have completed their long evolutionary ascension from the lower dimensional worlds. They will arrive as fully fledged ascending spiritual beings, having worked their way up through progressively higher and higher dimensional worlds which make up the total grand universe. The billion satellite worlds of the central universe of Havana are themselves arranged in seven concentric circuits immediately surrounding the Paradise Isle. There are upwards of 35 million worlds in the innermost Havana circuit and over 245 million in the outermost, with proportionate numbers between the grand universe's ascending and descending beings. After the formation of the central universe of Havana, there was a further development, over a long period, of the seven super-universes. These vast super-universes are populated by a mixture of descending and ascending beings. Descending beings are usually those of the central universes of Havana and Paradise who have undertaken to descend into many of the newly created material worlds as teachers and helpers, as well as add to their evolutionary experience. The newly created ascending beings are those who are starting out as young souls as conscious beings who are to undertake a long evolutionary path of ascension upwards from the lowest worlds. Ascending beings must all pass on their upward evolutionary journey through one of the seven super-universes, with the eventual aim of reaching the central universe of Havona, and possibly progressing on even further to the ultimate evolutionary destination of the core Isle of Paradise to join with other finaliters who have already reached that highest pinnacle. One of the main functions of the Trinity Father of this grand universe on the Isle of Paradise is to endow all newly created ascending beings once they have reached a certain level of development, with an element of his own personality, which also has a link to our cosmic creator and thus ultimately to the cosmic prime creator. Each soul is thus given an internal overshadowing spirit as their higher self or thought adjuster. This fully trained spiritual entity is constantly attempting to guide the ascending soul along a path consistent with the nature and will of the Trinity Father and also of the essential love nature of Cosmic Prime Creator. The second member of the ruling Holy Trinity is the Father's Eternal Son, responsible for overseeing the formation of all/new/souls within this grand universe. The third member of the Holy Trinity, the Infinite Spirit, Holy Mother, representing the Cosmic Prime Creator, also embodies the Prime Creator's essential feminine nature of love and nurturance. One of her special tasks is endowing new souls with their mind and emotional body, feelings, function. The mind assists in developing an individual conscious awareness, something normally beyond the capability of simpler forms of life. This individuated mental capacity helps in becoming aware of the important law of cause and effect, karma, where we learn of the reactions which can develop from our good and bad actions, particularly towards others. The emotional body through which we develop our/feelings, is important in developing a greater empathy and thus spiritual awareness. Another important role assigned to the Holy Mother, as the Infinite Spirit with her link to the Cosmic Prime Creator, is to be in charge of the separate evolutionary body of beings known as the Angelic Realms and Devic Realms, those servants of formation, the equivalent of the civil servants within our Earth governmental administrations, who maintain the functions of the Prime Creator's Total Formation Administration. These servants of formation functioning under the ultimate authority of the Cosmic Prime Creator are thus not given any leeway of independence/free will/to operate incorrectly outside the universal laws. The members of the Angelic Kingdom, the Archangels, Angels and various orders of the Seraphim, and of the Devic Kingdom of the Elementals responsible for mineral and plant life, are the largely invisible workers assisting in the background maintenance of all our created material worlds. The Angelic Kingdom also has a further task of providing a supporting and protective role for all ascending souls as their invisible guardians and spiritual guides. The grand universe's descending beings who descend from the central universes to the lower physical worlds on missions of help and teaching can also learn much by experiencing the difficulties of those worlds. However, they can be doing this at a great risk to themselves through being dragged down by the many physical temptations they are not used to being exposed to or else through making bad choices or errors. They can therefore often find themselves having to make enormous efforts to escape from becoming immersed within a constant round of reincarnations where they need to correct those previous errors made. It is interesting to note that the evolutionary status and the ascending or descending source of all souls can be easily recognized by looking at the color of those windows of the soul, the eyes. All descending souls are sourced from the blue-eyed races, with eye colors ranging upwards in evolutionary age from dark blue, light blue, blue-gray, gray-green and up to a very clear light silver-gray. Ascending souls belong to the brown-eyed races, with eye colors ranging upwards from black, dark brown, red-brown, yellow-brown, brown-green and finally on up to a light yellow-green. All the newly created young ascending souls are greatly assisted by their overseeing higher self and spiritual guides, and are given a long course of evolutionary training, starting out on the lowest dimensional physical worlds, usually the third dimension, and then moving on upwards through a series of special Maruntial worlds which are large spheres specially dedicated to the training of ascending beings in achieving a full spiritual status. Therefore many have started out in their first incarnation as a human being, for instance, On planet Earth, which has been up to recently one of the lowest 3D physical worlds in the local universe of Nibudden, and which is classed as a special seed planet for the new formation and birth of human beings, souls from the lower kingdoms, such as the animal kingdom. Once they have graduated up through various levels of the Marantial worlds as now fully spiritualized beings, the next step is for them to move up from their local universe, galaxy, to the next level, the super universe in which it resides. Having finally reached the status of a perfected spiritual being in a super universe, they can then move on further to the central universe of Havona. If they have then successfully worked through a further training course leading from the outer spheres of Havona to the innermost ones, they may then be able to qualify for the ultimate journey, to the Isle of Paradise. Once there, they may join one of the Finality Corps, ready for either a spiritual teaching service on the lower worlds of this grand universe or eventually to participate in the next formation of a new grand universe out in the Great Void. In fact, there is at this time being slowly formed in the surrounding Great Void a new grand universe made up of as yet uninhabited spheres. The makeup of our local universe of Nibudden within the seventh super-universe of Orvinton. Of the seven super-universes orbiting around the central universe of Havona, the seventh and latest, named Orvinton, is the home of our local universe of Nibudden, more commonly known to us as the Milky Way Galaxy, and thus of our own planet Earth, Urantia. This massive super-universe is made up of over a trillion inhabited worlds. The super-universe of Orvinton has as its administrative capital a large architectural sphere, an artificially constructed hollow sphere, named Yuva Ursa, part of a large sun cluster which functions as the physical and astronomical center of this seventh super-universe. Orvinton, led by its supreme ruler, Lord Sireya, and always in close touch with the Grand Universe's Trinity Father, is administratively divided up into 10 major sectors, each encompassing 100 billion inhabited worlds. Each of these major sectors is further divided into 100 minor sectors, of a further billion inhabited worlds each. Within each minor sector of the super universe, there are over 100 galaxies or local universes. These local universes are themselves vast and each contains up to 10 million inhabited worlds. A local universe is further administratively divided into over 100 constellations, and each constellation is then divided into 100 local system sectors. Our own local universe of Nibudden, Milky Way Galaxy, has as its administrative headquarters a large central artificial sphere named Salvington. Salvington is over 250,000 light-years away from Orvinton's central sphere of Yuva Ursa. As our local universe of Nibudden is a relatively recent formation, only 300 billion years, and not yet fully developed, it is only 3,840,101 inhabited planets out of a normal of at least 10 million. Our own planet Urantia, Earth, is situated within Nibudden's constellation of Norlaishadk. Norlaishadk has as its own administrative headquarters the central large artificial sphere named Adentia. Adentia is composed of a vast area of beautiful gardens and landscapes, from where our own Earth's legendary Garden of Eden derived its name. Finally, within the constellation of Norlaishadk is Earth's own regional system, named Satatia, a region made up of a mere 619 inhabited worlds. Satania's administrative center is itself situated on a large architectural sphere named Jerusalem, over 100 times the size of our own planet, from which we derive the name place of Jerusalem. The local system of Satania, within which resides our small and relatively young planet Earth, only 2 billion years old, originally known as /Urantia/, is situated near the outer edge of our Milky Way galaxy, local universe of Nibudden. The local universe of Nibudden is itself not far from the end of a spiral arm of the Orvinton seventh super-universe and is thus relatively close to the surrounding Great Void. Within our grand universe there are over 700,000 galaxies, local universes, with therefore the same number of creator suns as their rulers. Each of these paradise creator suns is given the right by the Trinity Father, after a long period of training, to create and administer their own local universe. A paradise creator sun is a first line, direct offspring of the Trinity Father. The second line of Paradise Sons, known as Avonal, Magisterial Sons, who often undertake a bestowal mission to the lower dimensional worlds to act as a temporary spiritual teacher and uplifter of their civilization, are the direct offspring of the second member of the Holy Trinity, the Trinity Father's Eternal Son.